they would start with building some additional spaces on, and we can talk a little bit about what those additional spaces would look like, but we'd build some additional space, and a big reason for that is, one, we're crowded currently, but also in order to renovate the interior of the existing building, we're going to need to move some kids out of those spaces that are going to be renovated, and because we're already crowded, there would just be no space for that to happen. So we would build this addition around the building on a couple of different sides where there would be some additional classrooms. Then once that was done, we could move a portion of our students into those new spaces, use a portion of the existing, and then there would be three additional phases where we would rotate kids around as we were renovating different spaces of the building. There's a little bit of complexity there, as you can imagine, and so that's why we're working with not only an architect, but a construction manager to help with that plan. The work itself would be phased out in four different phases over a 2-year time period.